Welcome back. Today we're doing one of the most satisfying bits of jungle drum design, turning an ordinary snare sample into that 90s-inspired dark junglist snap. Not modern shiny DNB, not a huge EDM crack. We want fast transient, mid-range bite, a little grimy top texture, and it still has to sit inside a messy breakbeat without getting lost. We're staying inside Ableton Live 12 stock tools, with one optional Live 12 bonus if you've got Roar. The overall workflow is simple and fast. Find, layer, shape, resample, then place it in the groove. Before we touch anything, set your project tempo around 160 to 170 BPM. Design at the speed you're actually writing jungle at, because snares behave differently when the track is moving. Tails collide faster, transients feel sharper, and what sounded fat at 140 can turn into a blur at 165. Step 0. Pick your source and commit to a vibe. You've got two good options. Option 1. Classic. Grab a snare hit from a break like Amen, Think, or Hot Pants. Trim a clean hit and use that as your starting point. Option 2. Start with a cleaner one shot, like a 909-ish snare, and then add grit layers to push it into jungle territory. Either way works. The big decision is the character you want. More dusty break realism, or more designed punch with break seasoning. Now step 1. Build a snare rack so the workflow stays clean. Create a MIDI track, drop in a drum rack, and on a pad like C1, drop your main snare. This will be your anchor. Now open the chain list for that pad, and add 2 to 3 chains for layers. Think of it like this. Layer A's body. This is the thick mid and low punch. Usually a break snare or an 808/909-ish core. Something that feels like it has chest. Layer B is snap. This is the short, bright crack. Often a rim, a very tight top snare, or just the transient slice from a break. Layer C is dirt or air. This is the grime, noise, vinyl texture, a distorted hat tick, a crunchy resampled artifact. This layer is rarely loud. It's more like seasoning. If you only do 2 layers, do body plus snap. The dirt layer is what takes it from good to why does this feel like a record from 94. Step 2. Tighten the envelope on every layer. Go into each simpler or sampler inside the chains. Set it to one shot. Turn warp off for these one shots most of the time, because we want clean transient behavior. Now shape the envelope with intent. Attack should be basically instant, 0 to 1 millisecond. Decay is usually somewhere around 80 to 200 milliseconds. Shorter feels more knife. Longer feels more breaky and roomy. Sustain should be all the way down, or very low. We want a hit, not a held note. Release around 20 to 60 milliseconds helps avoid clicks, and lets you control the tail without smearing. Teacher note, treat the tail like a separate instrument. If things are smearing, don't immediately compress harder. First, find the layer that's spilling over. Often it's the dirt or air layer, and shorten that one. Step 3. Phase and timing alignment, because this is where snap is won or lost. If your snap layer arrives even a few milliseconds late, the snare will feel weirdly weak, like it's exhaling instead of punching. Zoom in. You can do this in arrangement view easily, by placing a MIDI note and looking at the resulting audio transient. The practical move and simpler is to adjust the start time of layer B so the transient spike lines up with layer A. You're aligning the spike, not the tail. That's the rule. Extra coach trick, try micro-timing the snap earlier. Nudge only the snap layer earlier by about 3 to 8 milliseconds. Don't touch the body. That tiny head of the beat crack can feel more urgent and more old school, like the sound was thrown into the sampler. And if you've split layers onto separate tracks later, remember the hidden fix, polarity. Throw a utility on the body or snap layer and try phase invert left and right. Choose the setting that gives the strongest first hit without making the low mids go tubby. Step 4. Sculpt tone with EQ, and do it per layer. This is a classic jungle discipline. Don't do one EQ at the end and hope it sorts itself out. Put EQ 8 on each chain so every layer has a job. On layer A, the body. High pass around 90 to 140 Hz, 24 dB slope. We're keeping subspace for the bass and kick. If it needs chest, add a gentle boost around 180 to 250 Hz. If it's boxy, pull a bit around 350 to 500. On layer B, the snap, high pass more aggressively around 700 Hz to 1.5 kHz. Then look at 2 to 4.5 kHz for crack. That's your speaks on small speakers zone. If you need a touch of crispness, a small shelf from 8 to 12 kHz can work, but be careful. Too much up there and you instantly leave the 90s and land in modern bright DNB. On layer C, dirt and air, high pass high, like 2 to 5 kHz. This layer should not add low junk. If it's spitty or harsh, dip a bit around 6 to 8 kHz. Quick sanity check tip. Drop Spectrum after your snare chain. You're not using it as a ruler, just as a reality check. If you want weight, you'll often see a controlled hump around 200 to 260. For crack, look for presence around 2.5 to 5 kHz. And if there's constant energy above 10 kHz, that's where dark jungle starts turning into clean modern. Step 5. Transient shaping using stock tools. Ableton doesn't label something transient shaper, but Drum Boss basically gives you the snap knob. Put Drum Boss after your layered chains, so it's processing the combined snare. Start with drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch at 0 to 20%. Tiny amounts give that old sampler edge. Boom is usually off for snares or very low. Too much and it becomes a basketball. Damp around 5 to 20% to tame harshness. And transient, this is your snap control. Try plus 10 up to plus 35. Then, either after Drum Boss or instead of it, add glue compressor for punch. Set attack to about 3 milliseconds, so the transient gets through. Release on auto, or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio at 2 to 1 or 4 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on the snare hit. Small, controlled, and if it suits the vibe, soft clip on the blue can be very jungle friendly, as long as you keep it subtle. Common mistake check, if you overcompress, you kill the exact transient you're trying to enhance. The goal is more snap, not flatter. Step 6. At 90s grit like a sampler. Put saturator in the chain. A good order is EQ, then saturator, then glue because you often want to color the tone before you compress it. On saturator, try analog clip or soft sign. Drive about 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. If it gets too bright, use the color controls to shave a bit of top. If you want more break here, a crunch, add redux, but keep it polite. Downsample around 1.2 to 2.5. Bit reduction 12 to 14, light touch. And if it's too much, don't remove it, blend it. Put it on a parallel return, or reduce dry slash wet if you're using it in rack. Optional live 12 note. If you have roar, it's perfect for this dark sampler rounding. Use a gentle mode, low drive, shave highs with tone or filtering, and blend dry and wet so you keep transient clarity. Step 7. Parallel snap. New York style, specifically for snares. This is how you get aggression without wrecking your main hit. Create a return track called Snare Snap. On that return, put EQ 8 first. High pass at 1 kHz, then boost around 3 to 5 kHz to emphasize bite. Then overdrive. Drive maybe 20 to 40%, tone to taste. Then glue compressor, 4 to 1 ratio, release fairly quick, and compress it harder than you would on the main chain like 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. Then a limiter just to catch peaks. Now send your snare to this return gently, somewhere around minus 18 to minus 8 dB, depending on your material. Use your ears. You want to feel the crack spit forward when the snare hits, but you don't want it to sound like a separate layer floating on top. Advanced variation. You can make a second return later called MID bite. Bandpass it from about 1.8 to 6 kHz. Saturate harder, then compress. That return is for attitude in the mids, not extra top. Step 8. Reverb, but make it a dark room, not a trance hall. Classic jungle snares often have small, dirty space. The reverb is more like atmosphere glue than a tail you notice. Create another return called dark room. Load hybrid reverb. Choose algorithmic. Decay around 0.4 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the snap stays up front. Low cut 300 to 800 Hz. High cut 4 to 7 kHz to keep it dark. Then do a very important old-school move, put a saturator after the reverb, 1 to 3 dB of drive. That makes the tail grimy and less glossy. Send the snare lightly, around minus 20 to minus 12 dB. Optional, a super quiet slap delay before the reverb, like 1/32 or 1/64, can create a smeared room feel without sounding like an obvious echo. Step 9. Resample your final snare. This is the cheat code. Once it hits right, print it. This is a very 90s workflow move. Commit early, build a library of your own weapons, and stop endlessly tweaking. Create a new audio track called Snare Print. Set audio from to your snare track or the drum rack output. Arm it, record a few hits. You can even record a small run with different velocities so you capture natural variation. Then consolidate, crop to a clean one shot, fade if needed, and load it into Sampler. Save it as a preset named something like Jungle Snare Dark Snap 01. Now you have a stable snare that won't change when you later tweak your returns or your mix. Extra sound design option. Make your own air hiss layer from your printed snare. Duplicate the print. High pass hard at 6 to 8 kHz. Saturate it. Shorten it to like 30 to 80 milliseconds, then mix it very low. It gives consistent texture that still feels like it belongs to your snare. Step 10. Place it in a real jungle groove, because arrangement makes the snare. Start with the backbone. Snare on 2 and 4. Then build either a straight pattern or a darker roller with ghosts. For a dark roller, keep the main snare solid on 2 and 4, then add ghost notes just before those hits. Keep ghosts quiet and filtered. Ghosts are usually more body than snap, more thud than crack. Velocity is everything here. Main hits around 110 to 127, ghosts around 25 to 60. Coach note, always check your snare in context, not solo. Build a quick loop. Break plus sub plus your snare. Then make tiny moves while it plays. Half a dB on an EQ band, a small transient change, or a tiny send adjustment can decide whether it cuts through or disappears. And if you're layering your design snare over an actual break, consider removing or heavily filtering the break's own snare on your main hits. Otherwise, you get that facey two snares arguing sound, and the groove loses impact. Before we wrap, quick mistake checklist. If the top end is too hyped around 8 to 12 kHz, it'll stop sounding jungle fast. Dark means controlled highs. If layers aren't aligned, the snare will feel weak. Align transients and try polarity flips. If the reverb is too long or too bright, you lose snap and you smear the groove. If there's too much low end in the snare, it fights the kick and sub. High pass intelligently. If you overcompress, you flatten the transient you were trying to celebrate.